Hi, I'm Libby Price, presenter of Country Today on the ACE Radio Network, and it's great to host a new podcast, which has been sponsored by Nutrisoil. It's called Next Generation Ag, powered by Nutrisoil. My co-host is Nutrisoil Director Nicola Maddock, and we'll be unpacking the biological solutions available to farmers in a world of increasing input costs and expectations to produce healthy, sustainable food. Join us as we explore the possibilities beneath our feet. Okay, episode six. So, Nicola, how does Nutrisoil help to increase photosynthesis?
I guess what it's doing, and it's doing it from the seed and on the leaf, is that it's getting the photosynthesis process to increase. Like, it increases its capacity, so it's more sugars coming out. When we have a synthetic fertilizer, the plant doesn't have to work as hard. It's not trying to make more sugars. So as we're putting more biology out and all those complex molecules and not a lot of synthetic fertilizer, so we're getting that plant to work a bit harder, it will increase the amount of sugars that come out of the plant. And then that in turn, it makes the whole soil come alive. So the microbes will go and solubilize nutrients and take it back to the plant. The root system will get larger, which then pushes through the soil and helps with aggregation. Aggregation reduces compaction. And then you've got all of these spaces in the soil where you've got all of these medics and garbage collectors and all of the different microbes that do their role move around, and the earthworms can move around. These microbes and earthworms, they're just trying to increase organic matter because that's their food source.
I've seen astonishing photographs of crops and how deep their soil, their roots can go, and it can be a metre.
Absolutely, further than a metre.
Yeah, maybe. So you imagine how much more water they can get if they can get further down into the water table.
More water, more nutrients. You think of a soil test, which is a 1 to 10 centimetre, and if you have a certain parts per million, like of phosphorus, and then you increase your root system to over a metre, how many times, 10 times more, do you have of nutrient availability? So the plant will only take up what it needs. It's not going to be that big flux of growth like a nitrogen-filled nitrate plant. It is only going to take what it needs, but in the same time, it's increasing that soil health. I've seen plants that have been next to each other, so a conventionally farmed crop compared to a organic or a regenerative crop in the same soil type just meters away. And the root system in the conventional crop was totally white and it was just all compacted together. The soil was so compacted, there was no life in that soil. That farmer had to pay for everything he was putting on. When you've got the root systems in the soil, you're increasing the water storage, you're increasing carbon, which is really important at the moment, and there's a big space there for carbon farming, but you're just increasing your nutrient capacity and not having to pay for your crop.
And I think we need to remind ourselves that Australia has some of the oldest soils in the world. So we're already working from a lower base and the soil needs all the help it can get.
Yes, that's why I spoke about WA, very low humus. Their big job is to build the humus in their soil, and it can be done.
It must work if they're paying for it all the way from Western Australia. And I did actually live in Western Australia and worked in agriculture there. And they had a saying there in the old days, they thought, if you just built a fence, you could crop and follow that fence line. And of course, they've had all these problems with salinity. Can Nutrisoil help with salinity as well?
I would say that Nutrisoil helps the plant to live in a saline environment. So it creates this buffer system. Like, I've seen plants grown with Nutrisoil in a cropping system compared to the soil next to it. So I've done a pH on the soil without the plant, and I've done a pH test on the soil on the plant root system. And the difference is this acidic soil living in a saline environment, but the root system is neutral. And that's just because the plant can use all of its growing mechanisms. The microbes want to live in a healthy environment. So they're making that environment around the rhizosphere really healthy. A plant wants to be neutral, so it keeps spitting out the hydrogen into the soil, acidifying the soil, but it's healthy. So it can actually work in acidic, saline soils and even sodic soils over the longer term. It's all about increasing organic matter.
I'm just thinking we're in La Nina, and so we're going to have a wetter than average summer. Is there a better time to apply Nutrisoil to get the maximum benefit before, after rain?
You want to put Nutrisoil on a growing plant, but yes, if it's a flooded scenario and you can wait that out, water compacts the soil, which then takes the oxygen out of the soil. The microbe, that's part of the system. Microbes need oxygen to survive. Having said that, we had a farmer in WA this year, and he said the part of his farm that he normally can't crop because of flooding, he actually harvested this year. So over time, he's developed a soil that can hold water better. And that just meant that
more structure.
It meant that he could actually farm his flooded land, which he was just amazed at.
Well, it's just been wonderful to learn so much about what worms and Nutrisoil can do. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you, Livy. It's been a joy.